The Valley Conservation Council is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. It's a member-supported, nonprofit, nationally accredited land trust that is based in Stanton, Virginia. It serves 11 counties, including Highland and Bath. Genevieve Goss is the Upper James Program Director for the Valley Conservation Council.
It goes back to 1990. A small group of people gathered in Stanton then. They were faced with unprecedented growth in the Shenandoah Valley, things that people just had not seen before. And they met to see what they could do, not to stem development, because we realized that it is inevitable, but to protect key lands and to direct development to the right places.
The Valley Conservation Council works to conserve land, water, and regional ecosystems. It strives to preserve working farms, forests, open spaces, and scenic views. And it also promotes best practices in land use and development and supports cultural and historical heritage.
Well, I think that we have to look to the future. You know, there are very few things that you can do right now that make a difference 100 years from now, but protecting your land is one of them.
The Valley Conservation Council also works with landowners to develop tools for land conservation, such as conservation easements.
We are not a state or a federal agent. We're a private land trust. We don't get a financial benefit from doing it. Conservation easement is a legal agreement between a landowner and a land trust that protects land and its conservation values permanently. The landowner still owns their property, but the conservation easement is recorded and it is a permanent legal document that transfers with the property to future owners. The easements themselves offer people the opportunity to protect their property. You know, we have people that have had farms in their families for six generations, and they're concerned about how that farm can stay in the family. And one of the ways that can happen is through conservation easement credits. So when the easement is recorded, there are both federal and state credits allowed. And, you know, of course, that can be discussed with professionals, but it does give the landowner some financial tools to keep the land in the family.
There can be some confusion surrounding conservation easements.
You don't have to be an easement donor or a big landowner to be part of VCC. We welcome memberships from all walks of life. Secondly, easements are not just for very large properties. In today's world, each parcel is judged on its individual merits. Another myth is that you can't use or develop or build on a property with a conservation easement. And actually, traditional uses, agricultural uses or forestal uses are allowed, as well as some division or building rights, depending on how large the property is. And a final myth is that by doing an easement, you are not granting public access. You're not creating your state park for everybody. Conservation easements protect public interests, but the public doesn't have to traipse all over your land.
For more information, contact the Valley Conservation Council office at 540-886-3541 or visit valleyconservation.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.